Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Welcome, Podiso.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
And now a couple of, what was it last year? Did you play Fancy New Band?
Yes.
Yep. No stranger to BFM. You've been on playlist as of late. Well, you are on playlist with your one of your latest tracks, Rough. What's been happening in your neck of the woods? I know you've sort of been on a journey of releasing a bunch of music across this year. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I decided in like early 2020, if not like late 2019, mm-hmm. that if I was ever going to be like become a musician, I had to like put music out.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was making a lot of stuff but not releasing it, so I committed to making like 3 projects. As if I made one, I might have made one and then just chilled and not done anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then tried to release them all in a year. It didn't work out. Released them over a year and a half, which is kind of sort of better than what I expected. I thought I might like get too anxious and then just keep holding off until mm-hmm. I got to like the year 5 or something. So yeah, it feels nice to have started something and finished it. Well,
yeah,
nice. I'm finishing it today.
I guess everyone has been on the same journey the last 2 years of being in and out of lockdown. Mm. I mean, how has that worked for you and the creative process and also the process of recording it?
Yeah, I mean, across all 3 projects, there's stuff that was had to... that I had to record in lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Off the first thing... I had to, I'm not very good at setting up mics and like, you know, treating
yep.
the room for sound and all of that. But I had to figure it out on the first lockdown for the first EP. And then second one, similar things as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then for this third one, I had planned on going to like a studio with some friends to like, you know, have them do
mm-hmm.
backing vocals and harmonies and ad-libs and all of that. And on the day we were set to go, I was about to go pick up a friend and then we were going to pick up everyone else and go. We got that whole announcement that, you know, Auckland was going into lockdown.
Yeah.
And then had to like drop people off and mm-hmm. go home. And yeah, I had about a couple of days of trying to figure out what to do. And luckily, a friend of mine, Molly Johnson, has like a mic and Logic on a laptop. So.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, please just do everything. And she did all the vocals, like extra vocals. And my friend who's mixing it, Hugh, who goes by Masbrook Hugh as an artist.
Yep. Nice. He knows what to do.
Yeah. So he did all like the extra stuff on top of there. And so I was able to kind of have like, you know, those 2 people jump in for the job of what I had planned for was like 5.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm happy with what they did.
Well, I mean, when you were learning, I'm just going back to a comment you made about treating a room.
Right.
This is for I'm just kind of speaking for aspiring MCs and or producers and or musicians.
Yeah.
Like, what advice would you have about treating a room if you're about to work in it? What do you need to know? What's essential?
I'm definitely the wrong person to ask.
Okay.
But what I learned was that bedrooms are just not good, period.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because like it's quite hard to isolate like a mic that isn't next to something.
Mm-hmm.
For like your just general function, like if I am setting it up close to the bed, because maybe that part of the room is like a little bit more better placed to record from, then I don't get to put in as much energy because I'm like on a bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's harder to vibe, you know.
Yeah.
Setting up in a corner can be tricky, depending on what the walls are like.
Yes.
And so you kind of want to consider how much noise is bouncing off.
Yeah.
And like feeding back and all mm-hmm. of that kind of stuff. All the technicals that, like, you know, when it was explained to me, I understood it, but like I can't regurgitate the information.
Yeah, totally.
But
I was just curious.
Yeah.
Just curious.
But I did learn that there's like things that you can get, like there's one, Chaotica eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard of that, but like it's like this foam thing that you fit your mic inside.
Yes.
And so it surrounds the mic completely, and then the only open bit is where you speak into, which
yes.
has like a pop filter.
Yeah.
So that way you don't have to worry too much about the
room.
The room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which ended up becoming like, I guess, the easiest solution.
Yeah.
But then I ordered one from AliExpress. It just never arrived.
It's kind of the, I mean, it'll probably turn up in like 2 months.
Yeah.
Everything's so crazy with freight wise. Yeah. Now, what can you tell us about this particular track that you're about to do, Rough? And is this something that you have worked on with Mazbu?
So he mixed this one, and I worked on it with a friend called Kara, Kara Weigao. She is in a band herself called Venom Dolls. They do like kind of punk music, and she produces for you know, her friends mainly. And I'm hoping like soon she'll get the confidence to start doing it more for other people instead of just keeping it in a tight circle.
So
I went over with an idea and like, you know, like a bass idea and like kind of like a rhythm idea, and then we just slowly developed it. And then I had a whole bunch of lyrics written that just didn't work, and then on the day that I decided to like properly record it, I was freestyling and sort of writing as we were going. And that kind of became the song. At the time, I was also kind of like working through some stuff with like a family member, and so that whole story of the family member kind of makes it in. I mean, Rough is essentially about me being annoyed with a lot of the way things are in the world in terms of how pressing it can be, like emotionally and mentally, to kind of like get through. And I'm saying that just off of the basis of seeing a lot of my friends and a lot of people in New Zealand in general suffering with mental health and, you know, mental well-being in general. And then I guess taking that kind of societal look at things and then fitting in my own personal stories in there.
Nice one. Now I'm going to turn my mic off and we'll hit play on this backing track. And if you're ready to go, if you, you know, want me to push the backing track up, just give me a signal, or turn your mic up, just give me a signal.
Oh yeah, great.
Okay,
great.
Sweet.
Cool.
You're tuned to BFM. Let's go.
Cha-cha. Low wages, not fine. Don't want them, not mine. Low wages, not fine. Don't want them, not mine. That game is not nice. Don't push me, don't try. That game is not nice. Don't push me, don't try. Khuraf. Way more than whatever I imagine. Khutaf. That's why the crew put time to the tavern. Khuraf. I cannot, who know what might happen. Khutaf. Honestly, just looking at the patterns. Many nights there spent burning rubber. Mama say, mama saw what you did last summer. Got you sweating like a runner. I know you see me with the brothers. Many nights there spent burning rubber. Mama say, mama saw what you did last summer. Got you sweating like a runner. I know you see me with the brothers. Straight to business, alright. No playing, no lie. Straight to business, alright. Straight to business. Aye, seasoness. Can't stand to sit down, got a mission. Pastor got your missionary, what position? In the afterlife, do you think will be his? Silver tongue through the sermon, heard him hiss. Snake, ain't never had a pop for our piss. Ach, ish, khuraf. Way more than whatever I imagine. Khutaf. That's why the crew put time to the tavern. Khuraf. Acting up, who know what might happen. Khutaf. Honestly, just looking at the patterns. Many nights that spent burning rubber. Mama say, mama saw what you did last summer. Got you sweating like a runner. I know you see me with the brothers. Many nights that spent burning rubber. Mama say, mama saw what you did last summer. Got you sweating like a runner. I know you see me with the brothers.
We got there. turning mics up, turning headphones up in the background. Podiso, thank you very much. That was awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, nice. Now, obviously, today is the day. The final installment is out, Act 3.
Yes.
What can you tell us? We do have another song lined up, which has just come out today, the lead single on this particular day. But what would you like to share about Look and this particular EP?
Look is a song to vibe to, a song to groove to, bob your head to. Look is, I guess, if anyone can resonate with, I guess, the story of wanting to claim who you are in a way that makes sense within this place that you are in.
Mm-hmm.
I think personally I've struggled with owning what I want to be and owning who I am. And I think, you know, tall poppy syndrome has kind of been one of those things that's been weighing heavy,
mm-hmm.
you know, in that.
It's a fairly common
thing. Yeah. And it's funny, like, it's so common, but, like, I guess I didn't expect it to mm-hmm. to have me in a chokehold in as much
yeah,
as
totally.
That, you know?
Yeah.
So, and so, I mean, there's a lot of, like, as you might be able to tell from the title, there's in the hook, like, look at me, which is really something, in as much as I'm, like, saying it to people who I'm hoping will notice the music and enjoy it,
mm-hmm.
I was kind of speaking to myself, like, sort of, like, look at yourself, bro, and, like, see who you are, see what you can do, see mm-hmm. what you want, and like, say yes to all of that. And if I can say yes to all of that, then it might make it easier for everyone else to say yes. And then I might then be able to kind of surpass this whole tall poppy thing and then get to live the life that I want to live and get to be the person that I hope to be.
Nice one.
But all of that in a little bit of fun.
Right. Now, if people want to check out your EPs, where's the best place to go?
Bandcamp would be the
yep.
oh my goodness, that
number
would be
one
amazing, yeah. And for people who maybe don't have that kind of money to put aside, then I guess just Spotify, YouTube, okay. you know, places like that.
Cool. Any live shows planned over the next few months? Any gigs coming up?
Yeah, The Others Way.
Oh yeah, awesome. Yeah,
which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Splore is booked in.
You're playing Splore?
Yeah,
have you been? Time.
I mean, I played as a part of a band in 2018, New Telepathics, and then
awesome.
2019
okay.
As a part of
Resonance.
Yeah, nice. Great. that's lovely. But yeah, in 2019 it was back when Masbo Q was Unchained XL.
Yes.
I was playing percussion and doing back.
Okay, yeah. You're no stranger to Splore. Man, that'd be awesome.
In that regard, but it'd be the very first time that it's like, you know, my songs.
Yes,
know?
Totally. Yeah. Oh, amazing. Awesome.
Yeah,
well,
I'm stoked.
Oh, fantastic. We'll have a fantastic summer.
And
congrats on the EP.
Thank you very much.
All right, cheers, mate. Let's hear it. Look.
Look, I remember they were saying I was trash, baby, look at me. Now I got them texts, they just love to be pushing me. I got them walking with a lean, sipping nothing but the tea. None of this is for the free, better come with the beans. Keep you shaking, black coffee, got the taste. Deepen in, better put the season in. Don't be sticky with it. Ducking from the darts, raising dust, I mean daily. I'd clap you for the dub and the dollars, can you blame me? Ducking from the darts, raising dust, I mean daily. I'd clap you for the dub and the dollars, can you blame me? Look at me, look at me, look at you, look at them. Look at me, look at me, look at you, look at them. Back to me, right here, got the king backing me. Put these people to the floor.
Think they call it gravity.
Some Sahara boy with the heat. I inherited the keys, but I still kick the door down. Then flash the key, commit a crime. With a smile, hit a beat like a Jake. All the pigs when the team is vibing out. Being great, you were lying on the track. Then wonder why we sleeping on it. Get good with the goods and they'll be creeping on you. I get fired from the kin. We lick up his TNT. If you're acting too foolish, then it's done, E&D. I got him walking with a lean. Sipping nothing but the tea, none of this is for the free. Better come with the beans, keep you shaking. Black coffee, got the taste. Deepen in, better put the season in. Ducking from the darts, raising dust, I mean daily. I'd clap you for the dub and the dollars, can you blame me? Ducking from the darts, raising dust, I mean daily. I'd clap you for the dub and the dollars, can you blame me? Look at me, look at me, look at you, look at them. Look at me, look at me, look at you, look at them. Back to me, right here, got the king backing me. Put these people to the floor.
I've been trying to let it go, feeling petty LaBelle.
J'essaie de t'oublier, mais ton odeur persiste.
Bye, 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 yeah, farewell. Stir it up on my own, keep it slick. You can tell I got this from the OGs. Yeah, you know me, holding it down. You're catching L's like a goalie. Come prepared, can't be scared of a rookie. Where they been trying to fake, like they ain't looking. Ducking from the darts, raising dust. I mean daily, I'd clap you for the dub. And the dollars, can you blame me? Ducking from the darts, raising dust. I mean daily, I'd clap you for the dub. And the dollars, can you blame me? Look at me, look at me, look at you. Look at them, look at me, look at me. Look at you, look at them. Back to me, right here, got the kin. Back in me, put these people to the floor.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.
Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.